Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
Next Tuesday, San Franciscans will vote for a mayor. Just like they did last year. Ever since Mayor Ed Lee unexpectedly passed away in December of 2017, the city's top position has mostly been held by London Breed. As president of the Board of Supervisors, she became acting mayor after Lee died. Then a month later, she was deposed by the board, who said the position would give her an unfair advantage in the next election. Come July, she fought a hotly contested race against Mark Leno and Jane Kim, and she won. Now, after just over a year in office, she's running again. Kind of. The candidates competing against Mayor Breed this time around have little name recognition, and they've never held elected office. So the mayor isn't campaigning very hard. We've been trying to interview her for a month, but her staff said they could not find the time for a sit-down before Election Day. So instead, we've brought KALW's news director Ben Trefney in to discuss what Breed has and hasn't done as mayor of San Francisco. She hasn't had a whole lot of time to get used to the position, right, Ben?
No, not really, Hana. But altogether, she's been mayor for just over 500 days now, including the 40 she spent as interim after Mayor Lee died.
Mm-hmm. So let's focus on a few topics.
Okay.
Let's start with homelessness in San Francisco.
What
did London Breed say she would do before taking office?
Well, she talked about dealing with the mental health aspects of homelessness, said the city fails because it treats homelessness like a criminal issue rather than a public health crisis. In her mind, that often has to do with drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
According to the city's health department, more than 24,000 San Franciscans are injection drug users.
That's a big, big number.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Mm.
So last year, we reported a story about how London Breed's a big backer of safe injection sites where addicts could go to shoot up and get high in a controlled environment, mm-hmm. with drug counselors there to help them and also try to get them to kick the habit.
I mean, it's San Francisco. You know, we operate, I think, differently from any place else in the world.
Or at least differently from federal policies. But other American cities want safe injection sites too, Hana. And earlier this month, a federal judge in Philadelphia ruled that they could go ahead. That decision is under federal appeal right now, and Mayor Breed seems to be waiting to see how it all plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But she did tell us this a year and a half ago.
You know, ultimately, I think we just need to do it and let the chips fall where they may.
Yet the city still isn't operating safe injection sites. Meanwhile, Supervisor Matt Haney is champing at the bit to introduce legislation that would get it going. Mayor Breed has asked him to hang on a little longer, so she's being deliberate and has not let any chips fall quite yet.
All right, so that's one element that contributes to homelessness. What direct action has she taken since becoming mayor?
Well, at her first State of the City address back in January, Mayor Breed talked about how the big tent encampments that have been covering many streets in San Francisco were gone. And she said the city was building more shelters.
In the last 6 months since I've been in office, we've built 3 navigation centers with 338 beds, the fastest expansion of shelter beds in our city has seen in decades.
So a navigation center is a space where groups of unhoused people are placed, where they can sleep and get services and eventually be moved into temporary housing.
Exactly. That's the idea anyway. And they're located near where unhoused people already congregate. Mayor Breed's all in with the idea and wanted one on the Embarcadero, but neighborhood residents fiercely opposed it.
Mm.
Here's a community meeting in April where you're going to hear people who are pretty unhappy with Mayor Breed.
And to take your suggestions and incorporate the suggestions that you have into what we can do to make this a win-win.
Okay, so a pretty mixed reaction.
Yeah, you could hear some cheers, but then they get drowned out by the boos. And it was pretty bold for Mayor Breed to insist on bringing a navigation center into a higher income community. So it's not a surprise she'd get pushback on that. But she's going to have to be bold to reach the goals she laid out in her State of the City address.
In the next 4 years, I want to create enough shelter beds, step-up housing units, homeless housing units, and housing subsidies for every person who is currently unsheltered.
Okay, that's ambitious.
Yeah, it is. But she's leading the city to some interesting solutions, Hannah. That includes designating a parking lot near a BART station as a temporary place where people living in cars or RVs can legally sleep overnight.
That's near KLW here in the south side of town at Balboa BART.
Exactly. It's slated to open up by the end of the year. Now, that property is designated for new affordable housing down the line. But right now, with a lot of people sleeping in vehicles in San Francisco these days, it's an interesting and creative solution.
But it's not really one that she came up with on her own. That kind of thing has been piloted in other Bay Area cities like East Palo Alto.
That's true. But it hadn't been done in San Francisco before.
Okay, well, while we're on the subject of vehicles, let's talk about transportation.
Okay, well, let's start with Muni. San Francisco's public transit system gets a lot of criticism. And after nobody told Mayor Breed about a major bus driver shortage, she decided she'd had enough in April, and she asked for public transit head Ed Riskin's resignation. Since he left SFMTA in August, there's been an interim director, and a new hire should be named very soon. So it's clear that Mayor Breed really values public transportation. And one bit of evidence of that, Hannah, is this new idea to shut down Market Street to private cars, which is going to really open that up for public transportation, even though it could cause some congestion elsewhere in the city.
All right. So, Ben, you've been reflecting on Mayor Breed's first 500 days. Do you think she's had a signature moment?
Yeah, I don't really, not yet. But I do think that next week's election could actually give her a lot of momentum. So first of all, we're going to see what kind of vote she gets in the mayoral election. Mm-hmm. She's, of course, expected to win by plenty. But she's also very involved with some of the city's ballot measures. So Prop A, for example, that's a $600 million housing bond. She worked with the Board of Supes on it, and it includes money that would be designated for teachers and middle-income earners, which is something that she's championed. There's also Prop D. That would put a tax on ride-hail companies like Uber and Lyft. It would bring more money into the transportation budget that she seeks and also probably reduce the number of those cars that are congesting the streets. Mm-hmm. So next week, there'll be something of a referendum on the mayor's big picture ideas, and we'll see if she has the support of San Franciscans. And let me add one other thing, Hannah. When Mayor Breed gave that State of the City address, she closed by saying this.
I never pretended I could solve all of our problems. I believed we could solve them working together.
And it definitely seems so far in her administration that she's had the most success when she's collaborating with others on solutions.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Ben Trefney is KALW's news director. You can reach him at ben@kalw.org.